The conference will now begin.
Hi, Heather. Hope everybody's well. Okay, today's a special day. This whole time is a very, very tahibna time, an elevated time. The Ramah Paskins and Tov Tzadik Dalet see the base. Vein Amin Tachnun Mitchilas Reish Chodesh Sivan. So we don't say Tachnun from Reish Chodesh and going on through the Tashlum, which is Yud Beis of Sivan, we don't say Tachnun. The Magen Avraham explains that as far as today is concerned, from Beis Sivan, yesterday, of course, is Reish Chodesh, so there's no Tachnun. What is it about Beis Sivan? So the Magen Avraham says that Moshe Rabbeinu began to speak to us regarding Kabbalah Satorah, so the sugi of Matan Torah was starting with Beis Sivan, and then we get into the Shlosh Yisrei Hagbalah and so on. So that carries us through without any tachnun. There are those who say that the reason is not because of anything particular that happened on Beis Sivan, which is today itself, but rather that Beis Sivan has a good mazel. The mazel is that it's between the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and the beginning of the Shlosh Yisrei Hagbalah. And in that respect, it would be similar to Chol HaMoed, that Chol HaMoed Pesach, for instance, so Chol HaMoed is because there's a Kedusha before, meaning the beginning of Pesach, and there's a Kedusha L'Acharah, the last days of Pesach. So in Mela, there's a Chalais of Kedusha on the days that are in between, the first and the last days of Pesach. And that's the sherish of the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. So we see there is something to being in the middle of, in between 2 days of Kedusha. And the Ramban writes this also, this idea we find by Sfiras Ayimah, because the Ramban writes that the whole Sfiras Ayimah is like a long Chol HaMoed, which we've been feeling that now. The whole Sfiras Ayimah is like a long Chol HaMoed between the Kedusha of Pesach and the Kedusha of Shavuot. So when something is in a holy sandwich, so that imbues it with Kedusha. According to that, there's nothing in particular that's different about Beis Sivan. It's just that it's in between Rosh Chodesh and Shlosh Yisrei Hagbalah. And that's why we wouldn't say Tachnun. And there are those that learn in such a way. However, the Hilig Yerushna said once that that what's the yichus of the day itself? What's the yichus of the day itself? The Mishnah said about himself, I'm also a yichus. I have a good yichus. He came from very illustrious people. But the ikir is one's own yichus. Who are you? So we're asking the question right now, what is the yichus atzmi of the second day of Sivan? We understand that it's in between great days. But what is the yichus of the day itself? And what's fascinating, however, as you all know, that the Kadmonim call this day, Beis Sivan, Yom HaMiyuchas. It's called Yom HaMiyuchas. What is the Yichus Atzmi? What is the Yichus of Beis Sivan? So the Svarim tell us that it was on this day, back then, by Har Sinai, it was Beis Sivan that we were told the beautiful words, Va'atam tiyuli mamleches kaihanim v'gai kodesh v'yisem li skulu mikol ha'amim. That you will be a nation of kahanim, a holy people, a people that is separated from all the nations to me. So that happened on Beis Sivan. So Moshe Rabbeinu was megala to us. He revealed to us this unbelievable yichus that every single Jew is a kohen in some way, and that we're a mamleches kahanim and a goy kodesh, unlike all the other people of the world. That's our yichus. That we're Hashem's chosen people. That happened on Beis Sivan, which is Yom HaMiyuchas. The Ummah Sa'ilim, the nations of the world, had a taina that they wanted to receive the Torah. Why couldn't they receive the Torah? And the Medrash in Parashat Bamidbar tells us that Hashem told them, Haviyuli Seif Yichuseichem, Kishem Shabonim Eviyah, my children, B'nai Yisrael, they have a yichus bichl. They have a book of yichus, the miyuchasim, the big miyuchasim. And if you could bring me, he said to the nations of the world, if you could bring me your yichus, okay, maybe then you'd be a candidate for Kabbalah Satorah. But in the meantime, only my children, my chosen ones, only they have this book of yichus, this sefer of Yichus. Havili sef Yichusechem kishem shabonai meviim. So this Yichus of Am Yisrael is atem tidum Mamlechus Kahan, the Gakadosh, that was told to us on Beis Ivan, and that's why it's called Yom HaMiyuchas. Yom HaMiyuchas. Let's try to understand this a little bit more. There are many poskim who say, the Chemda Shloim and other poskim who say, that if a person does something because he's coerced to do it, meaning mitoich einus, he's an onus, he didn't have a choice. If there's something that he does because he's an onus, then that which he does is einu misyaches elav klal. He has no yichus, he has no connection to something that he did because he was compelled to, he was forced to. It's not his. It wasn't a matter of choice. Since it's not a matter of choice, that action has no yichus to him. It doesn't relate to him. It's not his. It's not his. It's not considered as if he actually did it. So according to this, there are many who ask the question that sof kol sof, the whole Kabbalah Sotar took place in such a way of einus. As everybody knows, that Hashem held the mountain over our heads, kofalim harkigigis, and we were forced to receive the Torah. So since the entire Kabbalah Sotar was something that was not a matter of choice, but it was forced upon us, so what's our yichus? What's our yichus? What connection do we have to something that took place that was not really a matter of choice? It wasn't our will. We were anusim to receive the Torah. So the question is, b'chlal, what's our yichus? What is the connection that we have? How do we relate to something that we didn't choose, we didn't ask for? The mountain was held over our heads. However, every single one of you knows the famous Rambam, the second paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin, spoken about so many times over the years, where although halachically a get cannot be forced upon a person to give a get, he can't be forced to get melusa, he's not allowed to do that. Nevertheless, the Rambam tells us, l'halacha, that we can actually hit this person, we can force him, physically coerce him to give a get, we force him until he says, roitza ami, until he says, okay, I want to give this get, I want to give it. Because he has to say the magic words, I want to, but l'maisi, he doesn't want to. So what does it help to force a person to give a get? And then he artificially says the words, I roitza ami, I really do want to give this get. So how is this a get kosher? How is this get kosher if he was forced to give it? And he was forced to say the words, rotza ani, I want to give it. So the Rambam, of course, as you all know, the Rambam says that really, really, since the Beis Din, since Halacha wants him to do this at this point, Halacha wants him to give this get to his wife for whatever reason, he's supposed to give this get. Therefore, even though he's saying, I don't want to, that's just really the artificial external self. But internally, in who he is, internally, deep inside of himself, he really does want to do the right thing. He wants to do the right thing. It's just that his Yetzirah, that artificial external voice that's telling him not to comply with the Chachamim, with the Beis Din, that's what's making him behave in a way that's so out of character with who he really is. Really, really, he wants to do the right thing. So on a deeper level, he's not an onus. He's not being forced to give this get. He really does want to do the right thing, and he really does want to give the get. So we can understand that the greatest yichus atzmi, the vision was talking about not just who you come from, but who are you. The greatest yichus atzmi of a Jew is that the etzem and the essence of a Jew is Kodesh V'tar. That's our yichus. Atem tilu mamlechus kahanim v'le kodesh. In other words, there's a yachas pnimi v'nitzchi, an eternal, deep, deep connection that a Jew has with Hashem. That a Jew has with Hashem. No matter what he might be saying on the outside, that I'm not interested in Yiddishkeit, I don't want to receive the Torah, I'm being forced to put on tefillin, I'm being coerced to daven, and so on and so forth. The truth is, that einus is only external, but internally, in Pnimius, right, Sani, I want to do the right thing, I only want to do the right thing. So even though Hashem held the mountain over our heads, until we said, okay, right, Sani, Hashem held the mountain over our heads, but in Pnimius, it wasn't an einus at all. In the inner essence of a Jew, he always wants to do the right thing. That's the Rasna Pnimi of a Jew. Because why? Because we are Miuchasim. to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and from that time and on, it was established deep within our DNA that we are a Mamleches Kahan B'Rei Kodesh, and that we always want to do the right thing, even though sometimes we don't, because of some foreign Yetzirah, some voice inside that's tempting us to act out of character. But the essence of a Jew is that he's Kaddish V'Torah. And that's why we always read Bamidbar before, here in Chutz La'aretz, so we always read Bamidbar before Shavuos, because the whole meaning of Parshas Bamidbar is V'yisyaldu al mishpachayisam l'veisa v'yisam. It's the Yichus. V'yisyaldu al mishpachayisam l'veisa v'yisam. Who are we? We are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and in such, we are unbelievable Yachsana, we are Miyuchasim. Even though we don't always look that way, and even though we're sometimes complaining and correcting and screaming, we don't want to do this, we don't want to live this way, but the truth is that this is our Yichus. And this was revealed on the second day of Sivan. That's our Yichus, and therefore it's called Yom HaMiyuchas. I'll tell you just a fair story. Today is the yahrzeit of a number of great tzaddikim. It's the yahrzeit of the Minchas Lozus Chusiyalein of the Mukach Rebbe. It's also the yahrzeit of the great tzaddik, the Ahavas Yisrael from Vizhnitz, Chusiyalein, who, as he is called, the Ahavas Yisrael, and his sefer is called, was a Murdeka Oiv Yisrael, the Ahavas Yisrael from Vizhnitz. My father, Olav Hashem, was zechet to see him, the Ahavas Yisrael from Vizhnitz. So I once told this to you, I think, in a sefer that one time when the Ahavas Yisrael was at the springs and at the resort in Marienbad, and there were a lot of Jews that wanted to be there by him when he was davening, and it was a weekday. It wasn't a Yontif or a Shabbos. It was a weekday, and he was up to the bracha of Ahavas Olam Haftonu Hashem Elokeinu right before creation. He's up to the bracha of Ahavas Olam, and he was by the words Uvanu V'Charti Mikol Am V'Loshen. And you have chosen us amongst all of the nations. That's where he was up to. Uvon v'charta, mikol am v'loshen. Now he was facing the wall when he was saying this. He was facing Mizrach, and he was screaming out the words, Uvon v'charta, mikol am v'loshen. You have chosen us. And then suddenly he turned around, and he was looking. And in the back of the shul, there was a Jew who was pushed all the way to the back. He was a very, very, very coarse, plain, simple Jew that didn't have the tzura of the chassidim over there, who looked very plain. And when the Vizhnitz Rebbe looked around, he saw him, and the Vizhnitz Rebbe ran to the back of the shul, knowing what was going on, and he just grabbed this person, and he gave him a big hug. There was no social distancing there at all. He gave him a huge hug, and then he ran back to the front of the shul, and he continued on with the words, after Uvon v'chad v'kar v'loshon v'kerav tadno malkeinu l'shem chanagronu. He partially couldn't hold himself back when he was saying the words of one of the heart. He just wanted to find one of the chosen people, and that is our yichus. So everybody should have agit yom yichus, and we should bezeich Mr. Shem to be mekabel the Torah with that awareness, with that certainty, with that confidence. That if the Vizhnitz Rebbe turned around to give a simple Jew a hug, that Allah has come of a kama. The Kashbaruch, who is giving each and every one of us a hug, will cover the Yontif.